Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In early April of this year, the S&P 500 briefly registered a 20% decline from its all-time high. In fact, if you blinked, you missed it. But it does still mean that we technically had a bear market this year. Is it over? While our next guest says he doesn't have a crystal ball, he does say there are some things you can do to prepare for the next bear market. William Jeter is a chartered financial analyst with Abacus Planning Group, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia. William, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
So tell us about this 20% decline that technically says that we hit a bear market back in early April.
That's right. So the technical definition of a bear market is a 20% or more decline in the stock market. So the S&P 500 from its highest high to its lowest low in April dropped just over 20%.
All right. And so you've told me that you want to talk about behavioral finance and biases. What does the bear market situation have to do with that?
People are not good investment decision makers, and that's because how we are wired is designed for staying alive in the wild. So you hear the twig snap behind you in the jungle, and you immediately run away because worst case scenario, it's a tiger coming to eat you, and you can't take time to think and analyze and say 99% of the time that's not a tiger, because that 1% of the time you're going to get eaten. So your immediate reaction is to run away. And the stock market dropping 20%, that's the economic equivalent of, you know, the twig snacking behind you, the tiger being behind you in the jungle. So your fight or flight instinct kicks in. And if you see your portfolio dropping 20%, 30%, whatever it may be, even though you're in the comfort of your own home or your own office, that instinct to fight or fly rather than analyze kicks in. And Mike, what that means for bear markets in particular is we should minimize our decision making because we're not in that analytical frame of mind. Warren Buffett has a quote that's really popular, and it says, "Be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy." And that's fantastic advice for a prepared investor, for Warren Buffett, who's spent years analyzing stocks and knows exactly the price he's going to buy, exactly which investment, and just waits for it to happen and acts. Being down 20% is not a time to start making the decision, start the analysis process, think about what you might do, because the fearful analysis then is in your mind, and you might make the bad decision. For someone who isn't already prepared for that down market, I think Buffett's advice of don't just do something, sit there, is probably the better advice in that situation.
All right. Now, we know that you don't have a crystal ball. You don't know if the brief bear market in April means that the bear market is over. Could be that it's still going. We just haven't gotten to the final bottom yet, or maybe there's another one coming. So what is an investor to do to prepare for this situation?
And so the first thing is bear markets present great opportunities for buying, but you have to have something that's not down in order to buy. So the way that you do that is you diversify. When the NASDAQ 100 was down 21% year to date in April, foreign stocks were not even down 5%, and bonds closed that day up for the year. So these would have been great investments to have in your portfolio. One, to provide you something to purchase the investment that was down, that was hurting, and two, to provide you that psychological benefit you need to stick through these tough markets. So diversification is the first thing you should do to prepare for a bear market. And when you diversify, you also have to rebalance your proportions. As the market moves, some things grow faster than others, so your proportions get out of whack. And what that naturally will do is if you set good rules ahead of time, one, you don't have to think, you can just act. The other thing that I think is very important to keep in mind is the importance of having a financial plan. If you have that financial plan in place, at least you know the answer to the question, am I going to be okay? Because at the end of the day, when you lose money like that, that is the question that's top of mind. It's not, oh, what am I going to do without that $1 million? It's, am I okay? And that allows you to think proactively about the future and take advantage, be greedy when others are fearful, just like Buffett says.
Well, William, great information. Thank you so much for sharing today.
Thanks again, Mike.
William Jeter is a chartered financial analyst with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.